Who or what moves a man to vote? That's the next question we're taking up in our series about men. Here's the story the numbers tell. In the 2012 presidential election, male voters favored Republican Mitt Romney over President Obama by 8 percentage points. Women favored Obama by 12 points. This is a trend in U.S. politics. Men tend to vote in smaller numbers than women, and they favor Republican candidates when they do. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
It's a bit of a paradox. The gender gap in the 2012 presidential election was yawning 20 points between men's preference for Romney and women's preference for Obama. But political scientist Paul Kelsted of Texas A&M University, who studied gender and voting, says there isn't that big a gap between the sexes when it comes to issues they worry about.
There isn't really a men are from Mars, women are from Venus kind of difference between men and women. That said, in the 2012 election, the gender gap was the biggest that had been observed in polling history.
Kelsted says polls show men tend to be more conservative than women on several issues, but not by much. Sarah Fagan was White House political advisor during the second term of George W. Bush. She says men care most about national security and pocketbook, or perhaps more appropriately, wallet issues.
Even still in America, many men are the breadwinners in their family. They're very sensitive to the economy. All voters are, both genders are, but men particularly are acute in a different way than female voters.
Fagan says young men, 18 to 35, are the hardest group of voters to reach. They don't pay that much attention to the news. One thing they do watch, says Texas A&M's Kelsted, sports.
Even though a lot of women do watch football on the weekends, it is still, you know, traditionally male-dominated viewers. And so, you know, you can just tell that by all the other kinds of products that they're advertising.
So Democratic Senator Mark Warner, running for re-election this year in Virginia, hopes to score a touchdown with this ad to run during Virginia Tech's football games. It features Virginia Tech alum Bruce Smith, who went on to NFL stardom.
I'm supporting Mark Warner for U.S. Senate, and you should too. Now go Hokies.
I'm Mark Warner, and I approve this message. Now go Hokies.
David Heller, a Democratic campaign consultant, says male voters are reachable, but candidates have to be prepared to shell out more for TV spots that run on sports and business programs to find them. He says that it's especially challenging for female candidates to appeal to male voters. Women have to help men see them, Heller says, in a leadership role.
A male candidate may start from the beginning talking to people in a golf shirt or in a Lamar Alexander in a flannel shirt to help the voters see them as a regular guy. Whereas with women, it tends to be the other way. You need to help the voters see you as somebody who fits in that job.
Here's a spot that South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, a Republican, is running in her campaign for re-election. She's wearing a suit and makes clear her priority.
When I came into office, our state was hurting. Fixing our economy was my number one job.
The Nikki Haley jobs record.
Candidates are increasingly finding alternatives to traditional media to reach male voters. The Obama campaign placed ads in video games. Sarah Fagan says technology used by some satellite networks makes it possible for candidates to reach individual voters with something called addressable advertising.
When that device is shut off, that television is shut off, essentially they will load an ad in tailored to a specific set of people, an actual specific list of people. And when they turn their console or their device on, that ad will get served to them at some point while they're watching television.
And so, guys, whether they follow Virginia Tech football or professional golf, can count on seeing a lot more political pitches on their screens, aimed directly at them as candidates focus on reaching the elusive male voter. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.